Earth, sky.
Thursday, March 28th. Before going to bed tonight, look for the big and bright waning gibbous moon between the bright star Spica and the planet Saturn.
The threesome will rise over your eastern horizon by early evening in the southern hemisphere, and at middle to late evening in the northern hemisphere. From most places worldwide, Spica will rise first, followed by the moon, and then the ringed planet Saturn.
From the eastern part of the world, Asia, Australia, and New Zealand, the moon and Spica will rise at roughly the same time.
By the way, you can distinguish the planet Saturn from Spica, the brightest star in the constellation Virgo, by color. Spica sparkles blue-white, while Saturn exhibits a steadier golden light. If you can't discern color with the unaided eye, try viewing these celestial gems with binoculars.
The moon, Spica, and Saturn, after rising, climb upward through the late evening hours and in the wee hours after midnight. The threesome soars highest in the sky at roughly 2 a.m. local time. Thereafter, the moon, Spica, and Saturn descend westward and are found low in the west by dawn.
These celestial objects move from east to west for the same reason that the sun moves westward during the day. The Earth rotates on its axis from west to east, creating the illusion that the sun, moon, Spica, and Saturn are traveling westward while the Earth stays still.
Tonight, use the moon to find Saturn and Spica. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.